Angola Speaks. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website, where you can purchase that book, is vitalitycapsules.com. So tell us what's in the book, because the title, you know, you might get different ideas depending on your indoctrination. Do you have the guts to be beautiful? You think, well, I don't know, do I really want to look any different than I do? Or, but it isn't just about looks, it's about health and how you can have the best health.
Exactly.
Okay.
And how having the best health is reflected in the best looks. So the best looks are a byproduct of the good health. So what actually happened was I was at the, I guess in the down curve, I had just finished, or was in the process of the government persecuting me for healing people without drugs. And I had been banned from most employment in the United States. My ability to travel was restricted. And I said, well, you know, I've got to write a book and at least just get this out there, that the type of healing that I do, so people can have some access to it. But I didn't have the courage to call it a healing book, so I figured, okay, I'll call it a beauty book. And what the book actually tells you is how to get rid of your age spots by changing your diet, how to get rid of your wrinkles by not only changing your diet, but there's a special facial that I tell people about in the book that calls for all natural ingredients that you can get from the grocery store or health food store, and it takes like 5 minutes, and at the end, most people notice, oh my God, the fine lines are gone. And after a week of doing it, many of the bigger lines are gone. So it's really a phenomenal book. And then I also talk about how to do a liver cleanse. And the key to liver cleanse is not the liver cleanse itself, but you have to lead up to it. I talk about that. And then I help out the guys. I have a special chapter for the guys. So we talk about things like, you know, gray hair and how they can get rid of their baldness.
How?
Yeah, so it's really, it's quite the book. I tried to really pack it full of really basic stuff, because it's really aimed at a person who's not a health nut, but who wants to do better, who wants to get better. And I tell people how they can take stepwise action. I give them a green smoothie recipe that makes sense, one that actually cleans your liver, reinforces your bones and your muscles and your nerves, and not one of these hokey green smoothies filled with super powders or filled with a bunch of junk that makes it no longer green. In the book, I say, if it's not green, it's not a green smoothie. It might be a smoothie, but it's not a green smoothie. Green smoothies are green, and there's a reason for that. So I explain in very, you know, basic terms.
Okay, and people can get this book by going to your website, which is vitalitycapsules.com, and /truthfiles, and it's right there on the right side.
Exactly. Just click on the picture of the book, and actually, if anyone buys it over the next week or so, I'll throw in a copy of my cookbook, the first volume.
Okay.
I'll get that free with it.
All righty. What is the cost of the book?
The book is expensive. It's $28, and then there's shipping. However, it is a life-changing book. I was not the publisher, and it was published in the old days where publishing was very expensive. So it is an expensive book, but it will definitely save you thousands of dollars in terms of medical intervention and even cosmetic intervention. People have written us back saying that the book made it possible to get rid of all of their beauty potions and look better.
Wow,
so
okay.
It's financial impact of the book is phenomenal.
Great. Okay. Sounds like a book that I need to have, or everybody needs to have it.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back, and we will take your phone calls at 1-800-313-9443. Be right back.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. If you have a question or comment, you may call in at 800-313-9443. All righty, we were talking about what's in the book and talking about other solutions. What are some other solutions that you would like to recommend? And also, you were talking about education, and I think we should also include college education and the fact that so many kids...
The final farming. I mean, that... K through 18 is bad enough, and I stop there because it's so devastating, just that far. But if you take the next 4 years in college, that will just totally crush a child's future economic prospects by putting him in such debt. Do you know now they're having these kids sign loan agreements that say the interest rate today is 18%, and the company can raise it as high as it wants at any time for any reason, even if all payments are being made on time?
Oh, my goodness.
That is criminal.
And who can afford to send their children? If you have two or three children, who can afford to send them to college at today's rates?
Everybody can. Let me tell you how. Oh. They are having these kids sign these huge, large debts. And it's simply to turn these kids into slaves immediately upon graduation. So they're not going to turn any kid away because he can't afford to go. No. They're going to have him sign enough loans, enough debt, and enough interest that he will become a totally corrupted slave, and he won't be able to do things like say, oh, I can't do this, it would be wrong. Why? Because academic debt cannot be vacated by bankruptcy. And so this kid has got this continuously compounding debt on his back the rest of his life.
Indeed, because it would take them the rest of their life to pay off this debt in addition to trying to live, put food on the table, get married, do anything that normal people want to do.
Right. You take this kid, which is a doctor, for example. Doctors have incredible debt at incredible interest rates. And you say to this doctor, these are your protocols, follow them. If you don't follow them, we're not only going to take away your doctor license, we're going to put you on a special list where you can't get a job anyplace else, and we're going to put you on a restricted travel list. What's his choice? His choice, he doesn't really have one. He's got a murder on demand. You have created a android that is totally controlled by the farmer and harvests the other farmer, the other animals as instructed.
Oh, indeed. Right. And you have to factor in those loans, because how else is are these doctors graduated from college, from medical school, how are they going to pay off these loans if they're not able to work as a doctor, and if they're and if they have to take adopt and accept these protocols? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's a step further. If they don't do as they're told, they get banished from working at any job at all. A lot of doctors, if you ask them today, would you walk away from being a doctor tomorrow, they would tell you yes. But why don't they? It's because they know if they try to walk away, they could get blackballed and not be able to have any job at all. That's what happened to me. I was put on the do not employ list.
Oh, my.
And as brilliant as I am, as integrity as I am, I did not get a huge conscience until all my debts were paid off. Fortunately for my patients, it only took 2 years. And I was debt-free. And all of a sudden, when I was debt-free, suddenly my mind started thinking a little differently. So all of a sudden, I started thinking, hey, wait a minute, this isn't adding up. But when I was laboring under, I think it was $200,000 in debt, plus or minus a few thousand, my mind didn't think about these things. I could not dwell on it. But once that debt was paid off, I went and slapped down that $90,000, told my bank to take a hike, went to the government, they gave me a small business loan, slapped down the $85,000, told them to go take a hike. I said, woo, hey, let me take a look around here, see what else I can do.
Right.
And yeah, I really went full steam ahead. So it's very important that everybody go to college and nobody be turned away and everyone have the opportunity to sign incredible debt notes. That is really the goal.
And that is what they push. They don't push technical schools. They don't push, it used to be, I don't know, 50, 60 years ago, that people didn't consider that they absolutely had to have a college education, because there were plenty of jobs in production, plenty of jobs where the college degree wasn't important.
Most jobs today, a college degree is not important, especially these computer jobs. You know, in some places they're hiring 14-year-old kids who just have messed around with the computer and learned a lot of things. But they've brainwashed these kids from the preschool on up, where these kids feel they need a college education. Like, I'm trying to talk my kids out of it, and they're like, they get angry with me. Mom, we went to college, you got all these degrees, and now you don't want the same thing for us? Well, you just really can't even talk about this. I'm like, well, let me show you how to make money online. No. So they have to go through it. They have to go through the 4 years, take on all the debt they want to take on, whatever that might mean to them. It's unfortunate, but the kids are brainwashed themselves. I mean, above all reason. And even now, if you go to a technical school and get a 2-year degree in a technical something or other, you're going to make, on average, more money than a person with a 4-year liberal arts degree.
Right, if they can get a job at all.
Yes, if they can get a job at all, exactly. And I have one child who's struggling with that. She has a bachelor's degree. She even went and got a master's degree. And staying employed is really tough on a liberal arts degree.
Right.
So education, okay, so prenatal care. There is no known medical benefit and quite a bit of harm associated with prenatal care.
Okay, what kinds of dangers?
Well, first of all, maternal mortality has increased fivefold since women have started submitting to prenatal care in large numbers. So the maternal mortality is greatly increased if you submit to prenatal care in a hospital delivery. The death rate for babies is no worse than at home. So the home birth, the outcome for home birth for the baby is equivalent to the hospital birth. The outcome for the mother for the home birth is far superior. And the key here is prenatal care. So if the mother refuses prenatal care and has a home birth, her chances of having excellent health or of living, surviving the pregnancy is much greater than if she had prenatal care and a hospital birth. The baby's survival chances are even. Now, these studies are done by the hospitals. The hospitals are doing these studies, by the way. So even with design experimental research bias, so you have the bias of the person designing the study, designed by the hospitals, right? You have the bias of the person interpreting the studies, the doctors interpreted these studies. With that bias, it shows that the baby does not have any advantage being born in the hospital. You're not going to increase survival for the babies.
My goodness.
And for the mother, it's worse.
What kinds of things can happen to a mother in a hospital if they are having a baby there?
Well, the two things that kill the mother, very standard. One is infection. We all know about hospital-acquired infections. It's very straightforward. And the second thing is blood loss, and that's what kills mothers. Those two things kill the mother. Now, the other thing that kills the mother is if she subjects herself to prenatal care is if she subjects herself to the invasive tests like chorionic villus sampling to determine if the baby is going to be a good baby. She subjects herself to amniocentesis to determine the genetic makeup of the baby to see if it's defective and she wants to abort it. Then all these things lessen her survival. And every time a needle penetrates your skin, it weakens your immune system. And so you have this lady being destroyed with needles after needles after needles throughout the prenatal process. Now, another thing to say to women is if you get pregnant, you've got to decide what you want. What do you want? Do you want to increase your chances of having a healthy child, make it the greatest it can possibly be, or do you want to minimize your chances of having a defective child? So let me explain to you how that works out. If you maximize your chances of having a healthy child, then that means you are not going to submit to any diagnostic test whatever, and you're going to chance that you might have, say, a Down baby or genetically imperfect baby. If you decide that you do not, 0%, do not want to have a genetically imperfect baby, healthy babies will be aborted in the process of diagnosing and searching for those imperfect, genetically imperfect babies.
Right.
And so if all you want is a healthy baby, you want the maximum chances of having a healthy baby, then he's like, you know what? Stop. Cease and desist. No ultrasounds, no amniocentesis, no checks, whatever. I'm going to take what God gives me. And that's going to give you the greatest number of healthy babies.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Make you rich because you won't be farmed, right? You won't be farmed. You won't have the $10,000 to $20,000 birth experience. And childbirth, again, make that a home event. Child care, keep it simple. No vaccinations, no bottle feeding, no baby food, no circumcisions. Breastfeed the baby, and then after that, give the baby the same food you eat, only mash it with a fork. Why is this so important? Because every generation there's a scandal. Like back when I was really into this and I was taking care of families and babies in the late 80s, mid to late 80s, they had a scandal. There was ground glass in the baby pureed peas, baby food. Why was there ground glass in there? Well, obviously ground glass is cheaper than peas. And so they put ground glass in the baby food and women were feeding this to their babies. Never heard about that. Well, like I said, I was, taking care of women and children, and this was a huge issue, a huge scandal. Then there was the apple juice scandal. The baby juice didn't have any apples in it. The apple juice had no apples.
Wow. All righty. We will take a break right now. We'll be right back. We have some callers lining up. Be right back in 3 minutes.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels, the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com, and we do have some callers. Would you like to make some concluding remarks before, I don't want to interrupt what you were saying before we went to the break.
This is really simple. It's 1 minute here. Is never, ever feed your baby anything that you have not tasted in advance. Just don't do it. Because there's so much going on with the stuff that they're being fed. And schooling, definitely homeschool, cheaper than public schooling and private schooling, and it creates incredible family cohesiveness and happiness. And personally for me, I would say it's the best thing I ever did.
Right.
And farming is a choice. You don't have to be farmed. You can choose not to be.
Sure. Now, you're talking about apple juice, too, before we went to the break about...
Oh, God, is that a scandal. I was out in the Midwest at the time, and... I had no communication. This was back in the 80s. There was nothing, no technology. But I was a doctor, and so we got these alerts. And the big scandal was the children's apple juice, these little bottles you buy for the babies, had no apples in it. And this was determined, the scandal was uncovered, because the apple growers weren't getting any orders, and they weren't able to sell any apples. And so each one called the other and said, hey, did that baby company buy their apples from you? No. What about you? No. So all the big apple growers got together and realized these baby companies weren't buying apples from anyone. So they went to the store, bought some apple juice off the shelf, and analyzed it. It had no apples in it. And they blew the whistle. So all this is to say is you really don't know what's in that bottle of baby food. You have no idea.
Right.
And it just doesn't make sense to feed that to your child if you're trying to raise a healthy child of normal intelligence.
Right. Oh, my goodness. All righty, let's take a caller. Let's take Michelle in Minnesota. Michelle, Hi. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I was going to ask Dr. Daniels if she was wondering about the human genomic project where they're looking for certain genes in babies and they're not going, the utopian eugenics projects like the human genome project, things like that.
If you're going to get off the farm, it says it's not really going to affect you. So the thing is to, if you're having your babies naturally by having sex with another human being, you're okay. But if you're like me, you got caught up in this, get your education first, you find yourself to be sterile, and the government's going to say to you, here are genetic profiles you can choose from to have your baby.
Yeah.
Then that's where they got you.
Well, the thing is, though, they aren't going to allow certain people to be born, it seems to me, because I've been looking at the Smithsonian 2013, Born to be Bad. They're looking for certain genes, and then you have The Lives to Come by the Genetic Revolution and Human Possibilities by Philip Kitcher. Have you ever read that book, The Lives to Come, the Genetic Revolution and Human Possibilities? Well, he starts out with looking for genetic anomalies in, you know, talking about how we're going to find these babies that have all these horrible genetic hereditary diseases. But by the time they ended the book, we're talking about certain genetics for, you know, less helpful people that might, rebel.
Yeah, prime animal. Yeah,
exactly, yeah. Right. And so they're not even going to, if you're going to do that, you may not even be allowed to have a child if you're going to look into certain genes that are governing behavior.
Yeah, they're preparing doctors to implement this program already. And the way that they're doing that is, you've all heard about infant mortality.
Mm-hmm.
Well, infant mortality in the United States used to be as high as 11, now it's down to 6. In certain countries in the world, infant mortality is only 1 or between 1 and 3 per 1,000. How do they get those numbers? It turns out that in order to get infant mortality of 1 or 2 or 3 per 1,000, you have to abort 50% of pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the plan. The plan is to have every woman in the United States register from the time she has her first period. She has to register with the government. And she can only become pregnant if she in advance declares her intention to become pregnant. And anyone who becomes pregnant without first declaring their intention and receiving approval will be obligated to have an abortion. So this is the plan. If you read the medical literature side of things, this is a plan that's in the works, that's being implemented. And the doctors are like, oh, yeah, great idea, because now prenatal care doesn't help the baby survive more. Maybe if we extend our medical intervention to the first time the lady has a period, and then we can abort all the babies that might have worsened our infant mortality statistic. And so it does not make sense to abort 500 out of 1,000 to create a death at birth of less of 3. So why abort 500 pregnancies so you can have this statistic that looks good, which is infant mortality?
Well, these eugenists, they're looking for people that they say have bad genes that might be, you know, could be destructive, or they might, you know, be violent, or they might be this, or they might be that. So it's not just that they'll have an anomaly. It's that they're looking for behavioral traits because they want the helpful,
a plan to abort 1 out of every 2 pregnancies. That plan is already on the books. And so they need the genetics to go with it to rationalize to the population which ones we're going to abort, but they've got to abort 500 out of 1,000.
Well, it seems to me, though, it's not just hereditary horrible diseases, though. They were talking about certain behavioral traits they did not want in the populace.
Exactly.
All righty. Ladies, we do have to go to a break.
You.
We will be right back. Thank you, Michelle.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels, the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. You can call in with a question or comment at 800-313-9443. And I believe, okay, we have another caller. Let's take Granny in New Mexico. Granny, welcome to the program. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Yes. I had two questions. First of all, we don't do the computer. We kind of go somewhere to use a computer now and then. Do you have a phone number for ordering your book? 315-849-2808. 2808? Right. Okay. Great. Thank you. My other question is, I'm in my mid-70s and relatively healthy, and I've had the experience the last few years. I visit one doctor annually and have my blood pressure taken, and it's right in the 128 to over, let's say, 98 or something like that. Then I go to another doctor who I also have an annual appointment with. And for some reason, that doctor's office seems to always show a much higher blood pressure. It seems like the cuff gets much tighter and all. And we also have a blood pressure meter at home that pretty much always shows fairly normal blood pressure at various times of the day and all. But this one doctor's office always reads much higher. And then that doctor usually talks about, you know, the dangers and all, and pretty much says that someone my age should have the top number be no higher than 120, which seems incredibly low. And I wondered what you think about that kind of thing, because they have a whole armamentarium of medications they'd like to give you to keep your blood pressure below 120. And I've read in other places that someone my age really shouldn't be trying to acquire that low a top number necessarily on a continuing basis, especially when you're in the doctor's office and you're already a little bit stressed. But considering I'd had a visit to another doctor maybe 3 weeks before, and they'd been quite in the normal range, and then going to this other doctor 3 weeks later, it's so much higher, it just seemed very odd. So if you could address blood pressure and people in their 70s, I'd appreciate it.
All right. Well, blood pressure in people in their 70s. First of all, the reason for taking blood pressure medication is to lower the blood pressure. The reason for lowering the blood pressure is to prevent you from dying of a heart attack or stroke. It takes 480 years of taking blood pressure medications in order to prevent one death from heart attack or stroke.
Wow.
And so at 77, you're unlikely to live another 480 years. Okay. So if you're a younger person, let's say you're 40 years old, you're probably only going to live another, you know, 60 years if you're lucky, right? But what the medical profession believes is that since you're going to live 60 years of those 480 years, you have a chance of benefiting.
Wow.
And so since your life expectancy is so low, you're 77, let's say, what are you going to live, another 20 years maybe? That life expectancy is not long enough to eat into enough of the 480 years necessary to prevent one death.
Right. And they talk about stroke. They know that death doesn't necessarily put a great deal of fear into people my age, but stroke really does. And so they talk about, oh, you could be, even though all my other things seem to be quite good, stroke is a possibility if my blood pressure is over 120 on the top number.
Most people who have a stroke have normal blood pressure. So
okay,
hypertension
great.
Is not a good predictor of stroke.
Great.
Dehydration is. So if you really are worried about having a stroke, then drink an extra glass of water in the evening around 7-ish and another glass of water in the morning when you get up, and that should get you covered, in addition to what you're already drinking. I'm sure you're already drinking water.
I am a large water drinker and always have been.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, that makes me feel more confident to not fill this prescription that almost, in order to get out of the doctor's office, I had to accept. So, anyhow, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. All righty, let's take Marilyn in Nevada. Marilyn, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. You know, Deanna, I think you had Al Adask is the way he pronounces it. I forget, but most people say Adask. Anyway, he remember that he found in legal documents that he was reading, and he started coming across all these references to humans and other animals.
Okay.
I remember. Really fits in. Thanks. That's all. You can find him on YouTube talking about where he found these references to human and other animals.
Okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Getting back to the harvesting issue, you were talking about abortion, and of course we've had legalized abortion in this country since 1973, and of course, I think this was a harvesting mechanism, getting people used to having an abortion, to demanding an abortion. But don't corporations use those fetal tissues to make profit in other...
Oh, my God. Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal profit. And not just the aborted tissue, but when you have a regular baby, that amniotic cord the birth cord is snipped and sold to cosmetic companies. So when a lady has a baby in the hospital, it is a major financial harvesting. The placenta is sold, the birth cord is sold, everything. This lady knows nothing about this. And then they have the nerve to slap her with a $10,000 or $20,000 hospital bill. So the harvesting around the birth experience is just, it's phenomenal, it's unconscionable, and it's just too much.
Right. We also understand that Gardasil is, is something that's very terrible, that has caused death and all kinds of health issues, and yet they are trying to get children as young as 10 and 11, including boys, to take this horrible vaccine.
Right, because the Gardasil vaccine causes sterility, and that's what you want. In order for the pharma to totally 100% control reproduction, you have to have a fundamentally sterile population, and then you can select who's going to be sterile. I mean, who's going to be fertile? Who's going to be fertile? Who's going to
sure.
actually reproduce? And so it's just like a farmer. He has these hogs or whatever, and he decides which hogs are going to reproduce.
Okay. And, of course, they're going to have certain characteristics and certain attributes that he wants to permeate. And
exactly.
And, mm-hmm.
If you're going to have an army and you're going to buy everyone, size 20 uniforms, you want all these people to grow up to be size 20. I mean, it gets just that arbitrary, capricious, and restrictive.
Right. Oh, goodness.
But again, if you decide to have your babies by engaging in sex with another human being and by giving birth at home, then you really bypass the whole structure. And the linchpin of the whole farming economy is health care. And if you simply refuse any and all health care, it puts you way ahead. The administration of the health care system facilitates and advances the harvesting process. But each dollar you ingest in medication, on average, leads you to consume $3 more in medical care to address the harm caused by the first pill. If you accept more pills to address the harm done by the first pill, you will need another $3 of medical care to address the harm done by the second pill. This removes a lot of money from your pocket very quickly. And if you have health insurance, you've already been farmed. The process intimidates people into buying nothing more than extortion protection. You buy health insurance to pay for harm caused by health care. And so Mafia Don came up to you and said, and offered you a protection policy so he did not break your kneecaps, you would quickly figure out that he was not on your side and you might even protest. You would not happily pony up so when he hits you with a baseball bat, he could help you out by hitting you again. But somehow, when we talk of health care, judgment is suspended and the pre-programmed reflexes embedded during 12 to 20 years of farmer-sponsored education take over.
Right. And also the health insurance, and you indicated this the last time that you were on the program, having health insurance ensures the hospitals get paid even if you die. Especially if you die. Okay.
Right. If you die, they get $45,000. If you live, they only get like $10,000.
Wow. And why is that?
Because in order to kill you in the hospital, they have to give you more care. And the protocols are written to go for more care, more care, more care, more care. And literally what you're doing, or what's happening in the hospital, is the person is given medical intervention according to the standard of care so that they can, according to the standard of care, so you can maximize the amount of drugs being given. And so what happens then is the person is literally medicated to death during the hospital stay. And those who live, they happen to just, their immune system is strong enough, so they recover in time to no longer meet the criteria for hospital admission.
Right. So they can escape. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, basically.
All right. Somebody in the chat room, Lisa, wants to know why Gardasil causes sterility.
I don't know why, but it does. It's just the way it shakes out. I mean, I did not design the vaccine.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm only observing what is happening.
Right.
And the pieces are fitting together mighty nicely.
Right. Now, what about organ harvesting? There seems to be an awful lot of it going on, and they did change the parameters, the nature, the category of death, brain death, back in 1969 at Harvard, so that they could say, oh, well, this person is brain dead, so we need to harvest their organs. And you said just a few minutes ago that there are PR campaigns getting a lot of people to sign up for being a donor, and they really don't even know what they are doing. They just think, oh, what a nice, kind thing to do.
That, exactly.
You know, right.
So, after years of participating in a healthcare system, there is a 30 to 50% chance you will die of it. And so what happens? If you signed your organ donor card, you will be recycled for even more profit to the farmer. Maybe you're donating your organs, but each kidney you donate is actually sold for $65,000. The recipient pays $65,000 just to receive the kidney, and then another $270,000 to have it implanted. So you're signing this organ donor card out of the kindness of your heart, giving up your organs for free. The hospital has run up such a huge bill for you and bilked your family, so now your whole estate goes to the hospital, and then your organs are being harvested, and the hospital is selling them for $65,000 in organs.
Oh, my. And your family thinks, oh, what a good thing that this, you know, our daughter or our mother or whomever, what a good thing that this person has done. And of course, they don't get any money for any of this. It all goes to
Not a penny. And then if you say, well, they should get paid, oh, my God, then you're opening up a whole other Pandora's box. But the thing is, once you sign that organ donor card, you will be recycled for even more profit to the farmer, and everything comes full circle, conception to death, recycling, harvested at every turn. The farmer profits, the animal suffers, and works, giving up all his labor and even his life for the benefit of the farmer.
Wow. What a concept, and you know, even though I heard you talk about this before, it just is still, it is so shocking to think that we have all bought into this mentality at some point.
Now, the same curriculum they taught me in medical school, the same curriculum of lies about medical care, about its effectiveness, all those lies, they are now teaching in the health class to kids as young as 6 years of age.
Oh, really?
It works so well in the doctors. They are now because my kids, I homeschooled them, like I said, until they were 13. So they started going to school. And they were coming home and said, Mom, you know what they said? I said, what'd they tell you? I said, oh, my God. And they were telling these kids the same lies in health class that they taught me years ago.
Such as what?
Oh, they're just everywhere. You know, a vegetarian diet is not healthy. You need to eat meat. You need to eat at least three times a day. Putting things like bread as a healthy food to eat. Endorsing packaged foods. You're talking about sex? Oh, sexually transmitted diseases. Yeah, AIDS. AIDS is a sexually transmitted disease. Back when I was in practice, they determined that you needed to have sex with an infected person 300 times in order to catch AIDS from them. Most married couples don't have sex that much in a year. Now it's up to over 1,000 times. That is not a sexually transmitted disease. You just can't get, I mean, it's too hard to get sex. There's got to be another way to catch it, you know? But, so they're telling the kids this stuff. They're telling the kids about cholesterol, about how you have to get your cholesterol measured and how you have to get these things treated. They're inculcating the kids with all of these notions that have no factual basis whatever.
Okay. All right. And of course, they have lowered the standard for cholesterol, and everybody needs cholesterol in order for their brain to function. And if you lower it, then that makes a population a lot more controllable. Because you're not going to...
Well, you include it. You include more people in the group of folks who consume this profitable commodity called the cholesterol drug.
Right. And the same with blood pressure medication.
Exactly. That's right. So pretty soon everyone will need blood pressure medicines because we've lowered the definition. We've changed the definition of hypertension.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think you can apply that to, well, look at all of the medications that that are advertised on television for depression. And,
oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody's going to get sad once in a while. But,
well, the definition of depression has changed. When I was in medical school, you were not depressed unless your sadness interfered with your level of functioning. I mean, big time. So if your depression prevented you from going to work, made you drop out of school, resulted in a suicide attempt, then you were depressed, and only then. If you didn't have any other consequences, well, you're just sad. Go get over it, you know.
Right. All righty, we are going to a three-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today has been Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com, where you can order that book. We have a question from the chat room. Does Dr. Daniels think that plasma donation is safe? And is there any useful medication made from human blood plasma?
Any human blood product has some hazards. You have to decide what you're taking the plasma for and, you know, what the risk is. there are a lot of blood and blood products, but you just have to make up your mind whether you think it's healthy to take them. My personal posture on this subject for me, but it might not be appropriate for other people, but my personal posture is to stay well hydrated and keep my blood count up. So if I do have some type of disaster where I lose a large amount of blood, it's not going to be a big deal. You pretty much have to lose at least a third of your blood volume to reach the point where a doctor would recommend a transfusion. So if you know that that's the case, then, again, most, if you're losing blood, we're talking about trauma here, then you can just apply direct pressure and you can avoid losing enough to need a transfusion. The most common cause of blood loss is medication, and that would be your medication for arthritis or even your aspirin a day. So any kind of blood thinner medication or other pain medication causes you to lose blood and blood to the point where you might need a transfusion. So I would opt for prevention, which would be to not take any drugs that are going to cause you to need a transfusion, and then stay hydrated enough so you don't need one. That would be the best way to go.
Okay. Sometimes people get blood transfusions in a hospital in association with an operation or something.
Again, the thing to do is to go into the operation with a blood count that's pretty high. For a woman, that would be 12. For a guy, that would be like 14. And if you go into it with a blood count that high, you literally have to lose 7 units of blood before you would reach the criteria for a transfusion. And so that would mean, I guess, a botched surgery. So the best thing is to avoid surgery. The next thing would be to get a doctor who has a history of not needing transfusions.
Wow. Well, we've run out of time. It has certainly been wonderful having you on the program, and we need to have you back. Thank you so much, Doctor.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.